There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We were chatting and I just casually looked towards the canal and I saw what I thought was a mannequin. And I thought, well, it's near Georgetown. It's probably some kind of fraternity prank.
Walking up to the body, it became apparent that there had been a sexual assault.
On August 2nd, 1998, the body of a brilliant scientist was found in a wooded area near the campus of Georgetown University. For more than 6 years, D.C. police had no leads, no suspects, until DNA from the murder had been matched with DNA found at multiple other crime scenes within miles of the city, all of it linked to just one man. For 9 years, the unknown subject left a horrible trail of crimes for police to follow, and then he just stopped. 10 years go by, then 20. Was he in the wind, locked up, dead? And then investigators tried something new, handing the case to a bike cop named Smuggs.
Somebody called into the office about 5 after 5. Michael picked up the phone and they told him, yeah, turn on the TV. You're gonna wanna see what's on TV. And we were shocked.
I'm Paul Wagner, host of Unknown Subject, season 3 of WTOP's award-winning American Nightmare podcast series, available October 4th on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.